White. Now, is that a wheat bread?
Yes.
Would you ever call it wheat bread?
No, we used to call it white.
It's white bread. You make any other kind of bread out of flour?
Well, I never made it, but there, I of course would speak of rye bread, corn bread.
You ever call it anything else?
No, I heard corn pone and
Johnny cake.
Johnny cake. Well, we have been using that term just recently because we have a recipe called Johnny cake.
But normal, traditional word would be cornbread.
Yes.
You never make yeast bread?
No, we never use that term.
Could you tell me the difference between a roll and a bun?
That's a hard distinction.
I don't know that there is one, but we can try.
Well, I'm not sure that anything that I would give there would be legitimate at all. Some buns that I have thought of were sweeter and more nearer to cake, but as I say, I don't know that would be legitimate.
Because what would you put a hamburger in?
I'd put that in a roll. Well, now, wait a minute. No, you put that in a bun, too.
A hot dog?
Well, but they'll say in the grocery store, hot dog buns, or wiener buns. I just don't think I can make a good distinction there.
And, you never make, you ever hear of poverty cake?
No.
Bannocks?
No.
You can talk about the kind of bread you make at home. It's homemade bread. What about the kind you buy at the store? What do you call that? As opposed to homemade, that's
bakery bread.
And, of course, the pastry has a hole in the middle as a
donut.
What's a cruller?
Well, we never used it. I always thought a cruller is something that people in the South had, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
You have different kinds of donuts? That is, by construction? One is a different kind of flour?
Nowadays, they talk about a spud nut.
Spud nut? Heard that one.
Well, that's a particular kind of a donut. It has potatoes in it.
Oh. I was thinking in terms of, let's say, the cake-type donut as opposed to the bread-type donut, in terms of the ingredients.
Well, we usually, when we made them, we made cake-type.
Which would be not a raised donut, then, or?
No.
The pastry that you'd have for breakfast with syrup on it would be
pancakes? Griddle cakes?
Not flapjacks?
No.
Hotcakes?
Well, not much.
If you bought some sugar, you might go to the store and buy 10
pounds.
And to make the bread rise, you'd have to put in some
yeast.
If an egg has three parts, the three parts are the shell and the white and the
yolk.
Not the yelk.
No, not the yelk. I was going to say, now that's spelled Y-O-L-K, and I pronounce it just the same as I would a yoke of oxen.
Yep. What we're going to do with our language. Maybe we ought to all speak Latin. Maybe that's the answer.
No, we vary on that. We vary on our vowels.
Yeah, I studied Latin at Ohio State from a man from New Orleans. And I didn't sound like any Latin I'd had in high school at all. Well, what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And different ways you might have eggs. You might put eggs in water.
Hard boil them, soft boil them.
You wouldn't just say boiled eggs. Oh, I'm going to have some boiled eggs.
No, because I'd make a distinction. And then, see, what do we call the other kind?
Where you break the egg into the water?
No, but where you put it in a little pan over hot water.
Is that coddled?
No, they don't call them coddled.
Oh, I think